What's up, Prima?
Oh, my goodness. What a lovely way to wake up.
Well, wake up, baby. I mean, how many new cousins do you get a day or any time you call or come back home?
I don't know. It's turning into godsons now.
Yeah, see, now you got godchildren, godcousins, cousins, everybody. Well, I know you're rehearsing right now, so just thanks for taking time out of your day.
No worries. It's been cool, actually, getting ready for the tour. My whole body is sore at the moment, but it's completely worth it.
What kind of training are we doing here? Are we talking, I mean, is there a lot of gymnastics? Is it a lot of acrobats? Is it a lot of just different moves for you?
That's too crazy. But, like, I start every morning. I just want to keep my stamina up so that I could just be, you know, keeping my energy up for the whole show. But, yeah, there's dance and there's movement, and it's beautiful. It's coming together really nicely. It's just a lot of work.
Well, let's bring him on in what we're talking about. June 18th is the day in Dallas. It's the Revival Tour. Selena Gomez on the phone. Welcome to the show.
Yay. Hi.
Yeah, I know. We're just jumping right into it, huh? It's like, well, okay, here we go. They said you have 10 minutes, so I got to make every minute count here. So I know we're looking forward to it. I was looking at ticket prices. I'm like, you know what? I appreciate the fact that Selena Gomez has kept her ticket anywhere. It's pretty much around $60 on average. Sometimes if you're on the floor, of course, it's a little bit more. But I just want to say thank you on behalf of the people that work hard for their money.
Oh,
we're all going to get to go see it now.
I've toured 4 times, and I started in the smallest venues, and I'm just never – I understand what it means to do that. My mom worked so hard for me to go to my first concert. I get that, of course.
Good job with that one. Good job.
Appreciate it, fam. Thank you.
Hey, so we got a lot going on right now, or you do. I'm really just trying to keep up with your schedule here. But, I mean, you've been doing movies here. I know more recently or upcoming this summer, in addition to your touring. Neighbors 2, what was that whole experience like?
It was fun. I mean, look, I love being able to work with people I admire, and I'm obsessed with Seth Rogen. I met him at a charity event, and so they just asked if I wanted to be a part of, you know, the beginning of the movie, and I said, of course, I would love that.
Are you kind of running the sorority, or you're like alumni in it? How's this working?
I play the president of the sorority, and then, you know, obviously you'll get to see the rest because Chloe Moretz kind of takes over, and she's hilarious in the movie.
So did you have to do, like, any training, like upside-down keg stands, learn how to sue?
No. Unfortunately, I didn't.
Yeah, because sometimes that training will actually be worse than training for a tour.
Oh, honestly, yeah. No, I can't do that right now. Maybe later.
Yeah. Hey, so real quick question. I know you're rehearsing, but is that L.A., New York? I know you're not here.
No, I'm in L.A. I was just in town two weeks ago. My cousin just got engaged. So, but no, I'm actually... Yeah, I'm at work. I'm here.
Okay, so let's do this. Since we're family, next time you come back in town, stop by the station. I'll have some tacos waiting. No paparazzi, no press. Let's just hang.
Love that. I love that. Yeah. As long as I bring my cousins.
Yeah, bring all your cousins. I mean, I need more friends. I need more family members. Come on.
Of course. I got you.
Hey, so today, as I woke up this morning, actually, I posted last night on Instagram. I know, like, you don't see my feed because you probably didn't turn on my notifications today. But being the number one most followed person on Instagram, most engaged, quick question. Who are the top 3 people that you're turning on their notifications for?
Oh, that's a good question. I actually love going to my cousin's page to look at my godson, so Priscilla's page, because sometimes I won't see her feed, and I'll just always go to hers and look at my godson because I'm obsessed with him. Mm. Amy Schumer is another one because I think she's hilarious.
That's a good one.
Who else?
You get one more. You get one more here.
I know. It's so stressful.
What is the, like, one page or type of page that, like, is just really randomly funny that you like?
I like actually looking at random things like fail clips.
Like when people bust their ass and stuff.
Yeah. I love all those. Honestly, my friends are all looking at other people's, like, 44 weeks into their feeds, and I'm sitting there 44 weeks in of fail clips, like, about cats.
So cats is like your thing to look at online.
I will die laughing at cat videos all day, like the kind of laughing where I cry.
Hey, so look, I'm glad you mentioned cats because last week, you know, it was National Puppy Day. And, I was asking people, I said, hey, if me and Selena Gomez had a dog together, if we adopted a puppy together, you know, what kind of puppy would it be?
Wait, what, you picked out a dog for us?
No, not yet, because I don't know if you and Justin are together. So, and, you know, I know you're off and on, so I didn't want to have any rumors started. But, you know, if during a break time, if me and you were just going to adopt a puppy, what kind would it be?
I don't know. I like Rottweilers.
Rottweilers and pit bulls are some of my favorites right there, like the bigger breeds.
Yeah, I think that's kind of my vibe.
Okay.
What about you?
I will clap with that. Now, what color? Are we sticking to the traditional kind of black and brown?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Keep it traditional. It's my kind of girl. Yeah, we would have a great puppy together. So, hands to myself. That video, man, you got a lot of girls mad at you. They're mad, and it's mad in a good way, though. I mean, they're sliding all over the bed, and you in all black, and you got your bangs. I know four girls that went out and tried to find people in Dallas that can make their bangs look like Selena Gomez bangs.
Oh, that's hilarious. Now, look, I just the idea of that concept of that song is something that is just, that's what you feel. Like, I wanted everything that I did to have some sort of identity of what I feel. Like, good for you. For me, that's, I love when I feel sexy, I feel confident, I feel comfortable, and the idea of like controlling how much you're obsessed with someone, I love that too. So we kind of created this character, and the video it turned out beautiful.
Yeah, no, it definitely did. I've watched it a couple of times. You can probably contribute a couple of them to the 87 million on it. So yeah, there's that. Thanks. Now, Killing with Kindness. I know that's what's kind of like on deck. I know we're still trying to push Handsome Myself to be the number one song in the country here, but I know you got a little something lined up next for him too.
I do. Well, yeah, I'm in the studio at the moment, actually, so I've been working on new stuff, but lyrically, Kill 'Em with Kindness is my favorite song on the entire record, and it represents, you know, you could ruin somebody's day or make somebody's day with just your words.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like, whether it's a comment or a text or a phone call, it's very important to remember that.
You know, that's what I always say. You know, when I lived in L.A., I used to live on Crescent Heights, and I remember thinking, if I look to my left and I look to my right, I would think literally somebody up and down this road could change my life or I could change their life. So no matter their attitude towards me, I was going to remain just be kind. Kill them with kindness.
Yeah, it's really hard to do sometimes. Don't get me wrong.
I agree. Especially, you know, I'm not in the tabloids as much as you, but I can understand how you just got to stay positive on them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, real quick, before I run out of time, we had a bet over here. I was like, you know what? Selena Gomez from Texas, then I bet she's banged Screw at least once in her life.
Me, have I?
Like, you know, DJ Screw, like, you know, Screw Tape, Screwed and Chopped Music.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm like, what?
Oh, it's okay. That's what I was just wondering, because I'm from Houston originally, so I was wondering, you know what? I wonder if she's ever just turned the music up, put on a DJ Screw, any mixtape or any song, and just roll with it real slow through Grand Prairie, the mean Grand Prairie streets.
Oh, my God, you know what? Probably unintentionally I have.
There you go. It's okay. It might be just a Houston thing. So, look, the Revival Tour stopping back home. It's going to be our homecoming June 10th. American Airlines Center, DNCE, will be on that tour as well. Are they still on?
Yeah. They're going to open up for me.
Anyone else that might be a special guest?
I don't know. You know, we were just kind of talking about that. I think once you get on the road, who knows what'll happen. So, maybe.
Okay. Well, hey, don't forget, next time you're in town, taco party on me. And once again, congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Selena Gomez, thanks for checking in with the fam.
All right, thank you so much.